Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start off with some bad homiletic practice. I'm going to ask you to think of three images. Think of a strong shepherd, strong and heroic. Think of a sheep, vulnerable and dependent. Think of the darkest, thickest forest you can imagine. I am the good shepherd. This statement is so meaningful to our understanding of who Jesus is. We have an image of a shepherd as big and strong, gentle and loving. He does not drive his sheep. He leads them. He will carry the weak ones on his shoulders when they're struggling. The shepherd has a lonely job, always watching in the wilderness, aware of the dangers in the darkness of wild animals just waiting to snatch those lost sheep away. The shepherd is an image used throughout the Old Testament and an image that the Jews of the time would have clearly understood. The kings and the rulers of Israel and Judah were entrusted with the welfare of God's people. The king's job was to protect the people from attack, ensure their welfare, protect them, ensure justice, provide for the needy. However, the Old Testament makes it quite clear that the kings and the rulers consistently failed. Instead, the kings and the rulers protected themselves, they provided for themselves, and in the end, the people of God were scattered like lost sheep. God was the true good shepherd. In Ezekiel, God says to the prophets, I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek them out as a shepherd seeks their flock of those among the scattered sheep. In today's psalm, we hear one of the Bible's most vivid shepherd images of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, relieves my soul, and guides me along right pathways for his namesake. God gives us everything we need: food, beauty, security, fellowship. Nothing is missing from the gifts God gives us. The Lord's strength protects us from dangers, in the same way that the shepherd would protect his sheep from coyotes or wolves. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The people of Israel are surrounded by God's love, just as we are. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God is the good shepherd and protector of the people of Israel. I am the good shepherd. This statement says so much about our relationship with Jesus. In today's gospel reading, it starts out with a conflict between Jesus and the Jews. Well, not the Jewish people per se, it's more the Pharisees and the leadership of the Jewish temple. The people in power, the people of prestige, the people that wanted to protect their position. In fact, that is where they decided that Jesus should be killed. They can see all the good things that he has done, but Jesus does not follow their rules. He does not agree with everything they say. He does not acknowledge their power or their prestige. Since Jesus does not follow the Pharisees, the rules, and the beliefs, he must be a troublemaker, a rebel, someone who's going to upset their status quo. They ask him, why don't you just tell us that you're the Messiah? Jesus is frustrated with them. Jesus could tell what's in their heart. He knows he was being set up. So Jesus tells them, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. They know what I tell them is to be true. And you will never follow me because you do not hear my voice. If Jesus put it in today's terms, he would say, you cannot hear me. You don't hear what I'm saying because you're too busy hanging on to your possessions, your preconceived notions, your perceived power. You have not been listening to the truth, and it's right in front of you because it makes you uncomfortable. Following Jesus' call changes everything in your life. For those who think they have everything are less willing to give up the truth that might disrupt their comfortable life. It is as if Jesus does not want to waste any more time trying to convince them. He knows that someday, when their comfortable life fails, perhaps then they will hear the shepherd's voice and return to the flock. I have often wondered if an atheist in times of strife and death, in those last moments, calls to God, just in case they were wrong. I hope they do. I don't want you to give the impression to those who believe that when you're in the flock, you're safe. Those who don't believe and those who don't believe are out of the flock. If that were true, we would be just like those questioning Jesus, setting up a litmus test of faith. This is not an us or them situation. All of us, and I mean all humanity, are God's children. We are all his sheep. Some choose to follow, some don't. Nevertheless, we are all his. Now, I don't want you to think for a moment that I am always in the flock listening to God. I once read that we all stand on the line, one foot in the flock and one foot out. The good news is that the good shepherd will find us when we're lost and bring us back to safety. So God is the good shepherd and protector of the people of Israel, and Jesus is the good shepherd and protector of all people. This gospel makes it clear that he is the good shepherd, just as God is the good shepherd. And that reinforces the doctrine that Jesus and God are one. The second image that I would like you to think about today is that of sheep. The Bible shows sheep in two different, very different ways. The first is the sheep of the flock. Sheep are perhaps the dumbest animals in the world. Dogs and cats are much smarter than sheep. Sheep have free will. They're not penned in. They're free to wander off. If a dog or a cat wanders off, they usually can find their way home, not sheep. Sheep are defenseless from predators. Dogs and cats can protect themselves. Cats have claws. Dogs bark and bite. Even my little dog Rizzo, the Chihuahua, can defend himself and the backyard from those mean invading deer and squirrel. Dogs and cats can hunt for food for themselves. Sheep need to be led to food and water. Cat owners know that cats are smart enough to actually have staff. Sheep are dependent on the shepherd for everything. It's an intimate relationship. The other image of sheep in the Bible is that of a sacrificial lamb, the best of the best, perfect in every way, the blue ribbon winner, the one who pays the ultimate price for someone else's sins. Jesus is that pure white lamb that is sacrificed for the sins of the world. We are the sheep who wander off and get stuck in a ditch or a thicket. In a sense, Christ is the shepherd who becomes a sheep. The last image I'd like you to think of for a moment is that deepest, darkest forest possible. Imagine you're hiking in an unfamiliar territory and become hopelessly lost. The sun is fading. The path is not as clear as it once was. And you're really beginning to worry. The darkness of fear and anxiety. And in that fear and anxiety, you hear a familiar voice calling to you. you know you're safe. You know which way to turn, whether to go forward or go back. And in those moments, we listen so hard for guidance, it almost hurts our ears. However, the call I'm referring to is the call that we can all hear if we silence the noise in our lives. Sometimes I know exactly what God wants me to do, how to act, what to say, where to go. And then there are times when the noise of life is so loud, the distractions can be so loud that I can't hear God's voice. Fortunately, I heard a call. Just about 24 hours ago, 9 people answered a similar call. We were ordained into the Blessed Order of Deacons. I would like to thank my family, the people of Holy Comforter, the vestry, and of course, Hillary, for the support you all have shown me and the many opportunities you have given me. 5 years ago, I would have never guessed that I would be someday an ordained deacon. My call to be a servant of God, just as you are called to be a servant of God. I have been called to travel with you, doing His work, comforting the sick, protecting the weak, feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, ensuring justice and the welfare for all of His people. We are all called to be the Good Shepherd. In a sense, we the sheep can become the shepherd. Good Shepherd, hear us, teach us to follow you, to be faithful to your calling you have given us, to be shepherds in your name. Amen.
Amen.